Zakt the Mishnah weiter, Masechta Zeirvin, Perik Hei, Mishnah Vav. Ir Shel Yachid. We have over here a town that belonged to a Yachid, to a single person. One person bought the entire town, and he rented out all the houses in this town to people to live there. They were his tenants. But Vinasis Shel Rab, afterwards it became public property. Looks like the owner of the town sold the houses to different people. But people still refer to this town, as the Rashba explains, as the town that belongs to so-and-so. Well, the halacha is ma'arvin es kula. You can make an eruv for the entire town. That's the halacha with a town that's owned by one person. You can make an eruv for the entire town. You don't have to leave any part of the city or any area outside of the eruv. Well, the same is true for this town, even though right now, technically, it belongs to the rabbin. However, the Shel Rabim, if it started out as a public town, the Nasas Shel Yachid, one person bought up all the real estate in the town, he now owns all the houses. Even though that is true, it is still considered a public town in regard to this halacha that Ein Ma'arvin Es Kula, you can't make an eruv for the entire town. Because the halacha is that you can't make an eruv for an Ir Shel Rabim unless you leave over some houses that are not included in the eruv. What is the purpose of this? Well, if the entire town is included in the Erev, people are going to forget that you're not allowed to carry in a Rishus Harabim, or that you can't carry from a Rishus Yachid to a Rishus Harabim. He's going to say, after all, when I grew up, everyone carried. But by leaving over part of the town, he's going to remember, wait a second, but there was one part of the town that you weren't allowed to carry. Oh, then he's going to understand. The only reason we were allowed to carry was because of an Erev. So the chiddush here is, even though right now this is a town that belongs to a yachid, but because it started out as an Ir Shel Rabim, we still have this restriction that you can't make an eruv over the entire town. Ella rather, how much do you have to leave out? So the Mishnah explains, Ella im kein asa chutzala, unless you separate an area outside of the town. The chiddush is, even though it's outside of the town, of course, if this area was inside the town, it would work even better. People are going to realize it even more so. Now, how big does this area have to be? Ki'ir Chadasha, like the city called Chadasha, Shebihuda in Yehuda, Sheyeshba Chamishim Diyurim, that had 50 people living there. There was a city in Yehuda that was called Chadasha, and there were only 50 people living there. It was the smallest city in all of Yehuda. And that would be considered a shir, enough to be left over for a big city that's right next to it. So once again, if I have an Ir Shel Rabim, a public city, or it was known to be a public city, even though right now one individual bought it up, but people still knew this was once a public city. Some people may think it's still a public city. So the din is you can't make an eruv over the entire town. You have to have at least 50 people left out of the eruv. So they should remember, all the people will remember, oh, it's only because of the eruv that we can carry. Because in that part of the town, Taka, there's no eruv. Even if the 50 people are right outside of the town. As long as people are going to say, okay, but over there you can't carry. They're going to remember the only reason that the others can carry is because of the eruv. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda azay halt. Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon says. You know how much you have to leave over? Shalosh chatzeres, three courtyards, shoshnei batim, where each one has two houses. The psak halachi, says the Batanura, even one house in one courtyard is considered a shir. The main thing is, everyone knows there's some place that you can't carry. That's going to remind them that the only reason they can carry is because of the eruv. Furthermore, the Batanura concludes, if you have a city that has only one entranceway, it's surrounded by a wall and there's only one way to get in, even if it was a city Shel Rabim, it does not require this shear, it doesn't require this area that has to be left over. Okay, quickly chazring over. We learned in this Mishnah, you have an ear that belonged to an individual. One person owned all the houses and rented them out, even though he sold them and now it's an ear Shel Rabim. We say it's okay, you can make an eruv for the entire town, but if it's the other way around, if it started out as an Ir Shel Rabim, even though right now it's an Ir Shel Yachid, and of course if it's still an Ir Shel Rabim, you can't make an eruv over the entire town. You have to leave over parts so people should realize that you're not allowed to carry into Ir Shel Rabim, from Ir Shel Rabim. We don't want people to forget the halacha. And that part can be even right outside of the town. Of course it would be good if it's inside of the town. and how much do you have to leave over? Rabbi Yehuda says, like the city of Chedasha in Yehuda that had 50 people living there. Rabbi Shimon says, 3 courtyards, each has 2 houses, and the halachi, as the Batanura told us, even 1 house with 1 courtyard.